Love in a Dry Season by Shelby Foote. Copyright 1951 by Shelby Foote. Copyright renewed 1979 by Shelby Foote. This unabridged recording of the reading of Love in a Dry Season was published by arrangement with RLR Associates Limited and was produced in 2002 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Tom Parker. This book is 250 pages long. Love in a Dry Season by Shelby Foote. The following material appears on the book's back cover. Shelby Foote's magnificently orchestrated novel anticipates much of the subject matter of his monumental Civil War trilogy, rendering the clash between North and South with a violence all the more shocking for its intimacy. Love in a Dry Season describes an erotic and economic triangle in which two wealthy and fantastically unhappy Mississippi families, the Barcrofts and the Carrutherses, are joined by an open-faced fortune hunter from the North, a man whose ruthlessness is matched only by his inability to understand the people he tries to exploit and his fatal incomprehension of the passions he so casually ignites. Combining a flawless sense of place with a Faulknerian command of the grotesque, Foote's novel turns a small cotton town into a sexual battleground as fatal as Vicksburg or Shiloh, and one where strategy is no match for instinct and tradition. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Barcrofts. Major Malcolm Barcroft was 67 when he died, the last male of his line, accompanied as it was by...